This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, hey there, kids. How are you? It's Saturday night. Welcome. That's the face of Katie Pavlich. That's the face of Stephen Baldwin, Mike Lindell, and Pastor Heidi McGinnis. It's a big packed show tonight. Kev, did you say Stephen Baldwin? I did. It marks his first return to the Saturday night broadcast that kind of started with he and I in his name, partially, almost 10 years ago. It became Radio Night Live when he left to go make movies and be a Hollywood guy again. But he's got a brand new television show, and he's going to stop by and talk to us about it, and it should be a lot of fun, and I look forward to having him back. So, Mr. Stevie B back on the big broadcast tonight. But there's a lot to get to. Coming up in hour two tonight, Mike Lindell, Pastor Heidi McGinnis, this is the final night we have, the final chance we have to try to liberate as many slaves as we can from the Sudan. Our goal has been since the beginning of October till this very night to try to liberate as many enslaved people in the Sudan as we could with our partners at Christian Solidarity International. I am very, very excited at what has happened. And tonight there is a big, big matching challenge in hour number two tonight. If we can get 14 slaves liberated over the course of this show, there is a private person from the private sector that has agreed to liberate an additional 14 slaves. They are $250 for the legal process and the transportation and all the stuff they get. You've heard me explain it over the last number of weeks. I am very pumped to think that we could possibly have another 28 people be liberated tonight and give them that gift for Christmas this year so that they are free to live their life for the rest of their life in the liberation of South Sudan, which is where most of them are from. And the authorities are excited to work with us and everything else. It's just been a phenomenal project. I can't wait to tell people what the actual results are. Okay, at the end of this hour, I have something else to give you. This is a big night. How big is it? It's a big night because it's the night that we give away the Lord's diamond ring. The Eternity Band Princess Cut, 100% GIA certified, beautiful thing. You've been registering. So you've only got minutes to still register. You've only literally, because we're going to give it away at just after 50 past the hour. It is now just 9 minutes past the hour. You have 40 minutes to register to win. Send me an email, kmcradio@gmail.com. Put in the subject line diamond. Put your name, your address, and your phone number in the body of the email. We draw that winner at just past 10 till tonight. All right, so we've got a lot to get to. Stephen Baldwin's coming up later this hour. I also wanted to touch on one big story that came right out of the headlines at us, and I was very pleased with how well we handled this crisis. The crisis of the United Nations voting against us. Katie Pavlich has been covering it for townhall.com, and she joins us somewhere between New York and Washington, D.C. tonight. She's been on that Fox News channel a lot. And, Katie, it's good to have you. Katie, are you there?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I am guilty of being on the Acela corridor. However, I will say it is the only profitable corridor on the entire Amtrak system. So we do get credit for that.
Yeah, well, and I've taken it many times, and I actually love it. It's, you get a lot of work done, and you get there pretty quick. Hey, let's talk about how big of an impression Nikki Haley made yesterday in kind of delivering President Trump's message to the UN. This is very ill-advised, people. Don't do this.
Well, I mean, I think that there's a lot of people who completely agree with what she's doing. I know the international community expressed their disdain today, but the UN for a very long time, and I know liberals all around the world who actually would agree with this statement, has not been fulfilling its duties in terms of peacekeeping and serving as an example to the world about how countries should behave. And the idea that the UN would take a vote instead of just being grumpy and sitting back and criticizing and would actually take a vote to condemn us for accepting reality of Jerusalem being the capital of Israel, which Congress, as Nikki Haley pointed out, voted on in 1995, and they also voted on it 6 months ago. We're sick and tired of paying a lot of money every year, more than every other country combined, for their pet projects, evil dictatorships, and human rights abuses. So I think what they're doing is good. Yeah, they didn't listen to her in terms of changing their votes today, but they might start listening once they start pulling their money.
Well, and that's the thing that I really wanted to drill down on. The president kind of sent the message through Nikki's speech yesterday that if you choose to go against us in this endeavor, which is entirely, I've never understood the argument over this. Why can't America as a sovereign nation recognize another nation's capital as is their right to have? But that aside, the president made it clear, we don't have to give foreign aid to all these people. Do you think, Katie Pavlich of townhall.com and Fox News, do you believe that he is ready to enact actual aid reduction to people that opposed us today?
I'm not so sure he's going to do it country by country, but I do think that it's a serious nature of pulling some of our funding from the UN is on the table. This is something that he hasn't just been talking about over the past couple of days. As the criticism for the embassy move has gotten louder, but he has talked about this on the campaign trail. He talked about it earlier this year. He went to the UN and gave a speech about how the UN needs to be reformed and that the United States was getting pretty tired of carrying the load for that international body and having, very few results when it comes to improving situations on the ground all around the world. Shifting the focus of the UN is also the president's priority in the sense of, look, Israel and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is not the largest problem in the Middle East. I know that they like to focus on it because they always need an enemy, which appears to be up in Israel now. But there's hundreds of thousands of civilians who've been killed in Syria. There's the Iraq crisis with ISIS, which is now over, thank God. But the UN has a lot more to deal with when it comes to the Middle East than Israel. And I think that the president's making that clear.
Yeah. Well, and I wouldn't have any qualms at all if they just leveled that building and gave us a parking garage there, because as a New Yorker, we need more East Side parking.
Get
more benefit to the citizens of New York and the city of New York than we would with anything that's there now, because the ambassadors and their staff and all the diplomatic crews, they just tend to abuse our local laws and observances anyway. So in terms of the quality of life in the city, probably go way up if we didn't have the UN. What do you think effectively can be done? How do we, unless we do, like, say, country by country pull aid, or do something significant in terms of UN funding, what else can we do in response?
Well, I think the money is a big thing. I mean, the fact is, for years we've under both Republican and Democrat administrations footed the bill for the United Nations to put up with a lot of bad behavior from them. And money talks. I mean, isn't another country that's willing or able even to contribute as much money as we do to the UN directly through the General Assembly and through other projects on the side, so to speak. So money is a good place to start to see what the reaction is. You have to have accountability for behavior or it doesn't change. And I think that President Trump and Nikki Haley understand that. So I would look for, in the next couple of weeks, some kind of movement on that. And Congress has to get on board, too, in terms of pulling some of that funding. So
Which their agenda is pretty full, to be candid, between now and the end of the year. But that doesn't mean that they can't get something done. Let me ask you about this, Katie, because I know you have close ties to Israel, and I've been fought four times in the last 5 years myself, and a big supporter. There's people, millennials, weighing in on my social media feed this afternoon saying, this is really stupid. Why would we want to tick off 128 countries? why would we want to risk improving relationships with Arab nations when it seems like Trump was on the upswing in that? And, of course, the person saying this has the assumption that the relationships are going to be in some way slowed because of this. Do you perceive that the progress in the friendly Arab world that Trump has made will be some way compromised because he holds to his guns here on Israel?
No, absolutely not, actually. And if you want to blame someone for this situation, you can blame Barack Obama, because there's a new alliance forming in the Middle East that's actually incredible, in that the Saudis voted against us on this. Yes, they've been publicly complaining about the Jerusalem move, but behind the scenes, they're giving Israel a wink and a nod, because the rule in the Middle East is an enemy of an enemy is my friend.
Yep.
And right now, they're all very concerned about Iran.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with the Egyptians. The Egyptian president has, I believe, had a meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu this year. That's a huge deal. So there's actually new alliances forming. They just haven't been able to publicly be open to them. But privately and behind closed doors, the Israel-Jerusalem issue is not an issue. And the dirty secret is that Arab countries, Jordan, they don't like the Palestinians either.
That's a long time secret.
They care a whole lot more about the United States than they do about Palestinians.
Yeah. All right, Katie, safe travels on the Acela. Thanks so much. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Well, that's just a sound. That's just a tasty little soundbite of a brand new television show that I want to find out a lot more about because the actor and the voice that you hear there seeks to bridge America's gap in this new venture, and he is the perfect, in my mind, he's one of the perfect guys to do it because he rarely meets a stranger, and of course he's got a great sense of humor. At least some say so. Mr. Stephen Baldwin, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone.
Thank you very much, Mr. McCullough. It's wonderful to be here.
I was thinking as we were getting ready to tape today, I was like, you know, there's so much more spice and variety I could add to your introduction for this radio show than almost any other media outlet you would do, because poor Max Kaiser, I can only imagine the shoes he's in, having actually traveled with you a bit over the years. You guys in an RV, I can only picture it, going town to town, place to place, stop to stop. How much fun was it?
Well, Kevin, you're absolutely correct. You do know me, and you know that if I'm sitting out on the road on a pilgrimage, it better be fun. So, yeah, the idea here is really quite a mixed bag, meaning after this recent presidential election, and obviously you and I have gone back and forth and been on microphones politically, et cetera, et cetera. But literally, brother, the visceral protest, the rage and the anger.
The resistance, so to speak.
America's all about protest and resistance. I don't have an issue with that. But when haters are going to hate and you really can't put your finger on that, that makes me turn around and say, well, wait a second, that's not America. I mean, you're free to hate, but America is about people coming together, in my understanding and in my belief, as a patriot, so to speak. And recently, I just saw something posted all over the internet and on social media where there's some woman's walking with her husband in a protest, and then the husband's got a baby on his chest, and the poster says, patriotism is racism. And I'm sitting there going, well, that's not true. I don't agree with that. But why does that person feel that way? That's the pilgrimage. That's the great American pilgrimage. So I got in an RV, Kevin. You know how many years I've gone back and forth America with my children when they were young. And
sure.
My wife came. I've done a lot of RVing in America. I'm an RV enthusiast. So I figured, let's go on a pilgrimage of knowledge. Let's have a lot of fun. Jump in an RV, me and Max Kaiser, who already has a great show on the RT Network, which is our distributor. He's got the Kaiser Report over there. He's talking to everybody about cryptocurrency, and, you know, we've been very blessed to have Dash Digital Cash, one of the crypto companies, be one of the corporate sponsors of our program.
Nice.
Yeah, they've been fantastic. And, Kevin, here's how I describe the show. I say to people, I, Stephen Baldwin, wanted to get in an RV with my three dogs and travel across the country and ask people, whether I agree with them or not, what's America to you?
Mm.
What is it? And then, as the host of this conversation, Kevin, I decided, and I know this is a tough one for some of us, ha ha ha, but I decided to host the conversation, and instead of, like, telling the person I'm talking to, well, you're right here, you're wrong there, this is what I think, I decided just to do a lot more listening and see what happens if I just host the conversation and then let my audience decide, similar as you do on the Kevin McCullough program, let's just state the facts, state the opinions, and then let your audience decide.
Yeah.
But I'm doing that in a mixed bag of real fun, not very serious comedy, something I learned to do improvisationally and spontaneously on programs like Celebrity Apprentice that, you know, Mr. Trump was the star of, along with Mark Burnett and his brilliant producing capabilities. So I kind of took all of what I've learned in that, applied it to The Great American Pilgrimage, and the response has been amazing, Kevin.
Yeah. It just premiered November the 26th, and it's on the RT Network if you're looking for it and would like to see it. But I think you can also see a number of the episodes online so far as well, which is, of course, something that is new to the media reality. People, Stephen, and you knew this back when we were doing more work together, but people listened to our show in a variety of ways. That's why we offered it across television, radio, on demand, this and that. Now almost everybody watches television that way, and it's got a number. How many episodes in total did you shoot? I'm trying to count the number of cities you visited here.
Yeah, well, we went to 8 cities over 4 weeks, and now we took those 8 cities and carved them up into 16 episodes.
Gotcha.
And exactly what you said, Kevin, even the major networks now understand that these secondary markets of distribution, Hulu and things like that, or Roku and ways, you know, you can watch programming later, those advertisers, those companies are still allowing their commercial advertising to be sold later on.
Sure.
You're right. And I would strongly recommend, here's something, I'm not just saying it because I'm on your show, Kevin, but the people who are your fans need to understand they need to support your sponsors.
Right.
It's not just, hey, it's my sponsor, guys, because I need, you know, I need the money to keep my show on the air. You believe in these products, and the best way to bless those sponsors is to buy their products, et cetera, et cetera. Even if they go and listen to your show on a podcast later or whatever it is, we want to keep supporting those companies that support you. That's what I'm doing, and you know, with Dash Digital Cash. And here's the Stevie B-ism you're going to get a kick out of, Kevin, because you know I like to correlate these things with a little bit of humor. So Jerry Seinfeld has a new program, right, where he's in one of his antique cars driving around drinking coffee talking to his friends.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Coffee with Jerry, whatever it is.
Right. So I tell people that's Jerry Seinfeld in one of his fancy cars drinking fancy coffee talking to one of his fancy friends, and it's really funny. But The Great American Pilgrimage is just me, just Steve Baldwin with his three dogs in an RV driving across the country. But we're talking to regular people, Kevin.
Yep.
We're drinking regular coffee, and we're still having a good time. And honestly, from the bottom of my heart, brother, I want to go out and see if we can start a conversation that provokes people to consider, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Wow.
I don't like it when somebody judges me because of what they read on the internet, right? You should get to know me, research me, talk to me before you say to yourself, oh, well, he thinks this and he thinks that and I don't agree and he's crazy and da-da. I believe one of the most positive ways we can get back to healing this country and bridging the gaps that divide us is having a willingness to just have the grace and the patience and the humility to listen to the opposition.
That's,
and then try to find a way to see where we have our commonalities or where we agree.
Yeah, that's well said, Stephen. Okay, hold that thought because we are live from New York and Kevin McCullough coming back with you. A very special Christmas treat on the way this hour. Plus, we're naming the winner of the Lord's Diamonds contest. Lot to do before we're done. Stay with us. Live from New York, Radio Night Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Happy holidays,
happy holidays,
happy holidays,
happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays,
happy holidays. It's the holiday season.
I'm Stephen Baldwin.
Gosh, I look fantastic.
Hollywood guy.
Usual Suspects. My favorite movie.
Proud American.
First of all, I'm dressed as George Washington, sir.
An RV enthusiast.
I remember seeing all of those pieces of video fly by me when I was watching the pilot episode of Stephen Baldwin's brand new television show called The Great American Pilgrimage. And Stephen, if I was going to try to describe it for people that haven't seen it, it's kind of a combination of like Anthony Bourdain's, where he goes out and he discovers like new things, and like Duck Dynasty. Like if you cross those two TV shows, that's kind of what you'd come up with Stephen Baldwin and Max Kaiser in an RV driving across the country with three dogs. It's hilarious, but it's also quite informative.
Well, exactly, Kevin. I you know me. I'm way outside the box. I like to take credit for some things in my kookiness. I'm calling this effort journaltainment. It's journalism with a whole bunch of entertainment.
I like that.
And for example, Kevin, this one gal, last name is Abood. She's a Muslim American, and she's running for state senate in Arizona. That's one of the interviews we did as well, because it was authentically, brother. I show up. I had my Pomeranian with me, Rio, and I sat down with this gal. I said, tell me about yourself. Tell me what your views are. Tell me what your perspectives are. Tell me about your religion. Educate me as a born-again Christian what it means to you in America to be a Muslim, etc. It was a fascinating conversation.
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to ask you about in the in kind of the strategy of how you're executing this. What have been some of the things that you have had your eyes open to in just maybe one or two of the conversations? Obviously, you've had a ton, but just pick one or two highlights that you've enjoyed so far.
Well, I think the one observation or the one light bulb that keeps going off everywhere I go when I talk about the Great American Pilgrimage is there's a universal kind of connectivity. There's an agreement that most Americans are having right now as I propose this this experiment called the Great American Pilgrimage. I keep saying to people, don't you think we really need to take a deep breath and do more listening before we formulate these opinions? And Kevin, it's fascinating. So many people on this journey, even people who opposed my views and knew me before they even stepped up to the cameras to talk to me. I had one African-American fella in Venice Beach, California. I'm dressed as George Washington on a skateboard rolling around, and the cameras are there. This guy comes over to me, and he says to me,
Hold on. I want to revisit that word picture. Stephen Baldwin, Venice Beach, California. Okay, that's the canvas.
Mm-hmm.
Dressed as George Washington.
Correct.
Skateboarding.
That is holding a Pomeranian.
Holding Rio.
So this guy comes up.
Okay, I've got it now. Now we can move forward. Go ahead.
This guy, thank you for that visual. This guy pulls me aside. He goes, hey, Baldwin, I got to talk to you about this, that, and your policies on...
He recognized you in George Washington's outfit?
I was shocked. And I said to the guy, these cameras are rolling. You really want to have a serious conversation while I'm dressed as George Washington? And the guy goes, yes. So what was amazing was we're talking about our differences about immigration, but I'm just listening to what he says, and mm-hmm. I say to him about immigration, okay, you're right. There's a lot that has to be corrected. Yes or no, we should know who's coming in the country. Yes or no? And the guy goes, yes, we should. I said, okay, so you see, we agree on that. See,
yeah.
So before we start saying, and by the way, kudos to you, Mr. McCullough, this is part of a strategy and a philosophy you have implemented, and I've learned from you, and it's true. Then I'm talking to the guy, and he explains to me he's got two kids, a daughter in high school, and I have two daughters. And we're talking about that, and I said to the guy, now, let's make an observation. Right now, in this moment, we're both just concerned dads.
Mm.
Isn't that cool? We're both, you're you, I'm me, you're believe what you believe. But right now, we're the same thing. We're just a couple of guys that love their kids who want what's best for them. And this is the pilgrimage, brother. It's not a solution. It's an experiment of how we can bridge our differences a little bit better by learning to understand each other a little bit more.
Well, that makes all the sense in the world. And Stevie B, it's good to have you back. Thank you for stopping by tonight. We've got to close it here, but people be looking for it. It's on the RT Network. You can even see some of the episodes on demand on Russian television when you check it out. All right, coming back live from New York, I've got a Christmas treat for the kiddies next and the big Lord's Diamonds giveaway before we're done this hour. Don't go.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Ordered it like 15 years ago.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you here. And It's such a big, busy night. I've actually got a bunch of people that we want to thank because we're on a whole bunch of brand new television markets last week, this week, the week to come. So we'll be thanking those of you that are tuning in to us in new places like Miami and Boston and a handful of other cities very, very soon. In fact, we'll dedicate one night each to those cities and to say thank you to the television stations that are now carrying us, as well as some of our new radio stations as well. Kevin McCullough, my name. So thrilled to have you with us, and very, very pumped that we were able to get Stevie B back to the microphone. There's been so many of you that have asked, you know, where did he go and what happened and why isn't he on anymore? He's just working so hard. It really wasn't feasible for him to stay part of this weekly radio television thing here and still be making movies and taking road trips on with RVs, with dogs and such. And as you can tell, that's a huge thing. So we're thrilled for him and continue to wish him well in those new endeavors. And I want to say thank you to Katie Pavlich for being with us earlier this hour, too, updating us on what the UN did and Nikki Haley, who I'm sorry, man. She's boss to me. Like, you go to the UN as a woman and you tell all those anti-Semitic jihadists that reside in the UN to stick it up yours, and they have to take it from a woman. Like, it's just the sweetest form of justice you can see in America. Nikki Haley standing up there going, we're not taking anything from you guys. And it was interesting because I got into some arguments about, well, why shouldn't we recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel? It's their only capital. It's the only city that's ever been their capital. So good on Trump. And tax reform, repeal and replace is on its way. We've got so much stuff going on. Next hour, Mike Lindell and Heidi McGinnis will be with me, and I'm looking forward to that. But every year, I have a little gift that I like to give the kiddies. So if they're near the radio or near the television, these next few minutes are just for them. This is actually from a book that was written by Sally Lloyd-Jones. My kids ask this book to be read to them about 100,000 times every Christmas season. Unfortunately, we can only read it to them like 90 times if we do it every night from the end of fall to the beginning of Christmas or whatever. But anyway, I think it's really heartwarming. It tells the story of Christmas from the viewpoint of the animals that may have had these very experiences in experiencing the coming of the person of Jesus Christ. And so if you're not in the Christmas mood, maybe this will get you in it just a little bit. It's called Song of the Stars.
The Song of the Stars, A Christmas Story by Sally Lloyd-Jones. Paintings by Allison Joy. The world was about to change forever, and it almost went by unnoticed. But the leaves that night rustled with a rumor. News rang out across the open fields. A song drifted over the hills. The wind whispered it softly in the sycamore trees that waved their moonlit branches to the sky. A barn owl took flight. Woodland creatures stirred. It's time. It's time. In the pine woods, two deer raised their heads. A big brown bear sniffed the air, and a red fox darted. The faces of little flowers lifted to the skies. It's time. It's time. The skies shouted it to the seas, that thundered it to the waves, that roared it to the great white whales, that sang it to the starfish in the deep. And tiny sandpipers danced it on shining sands. It's time. It's time. The running rivers bounded over boulders, and the otters clapped and played and sang to the ducklings that splashed and quacked to the salmon that leaped and leaped. And tiny field mice and insects and little creeping things and sparrows and robins and every single blade of grass squeaked and hummed and chirped and sang, it's time, it's time. Wild stallions drummed it to the ground. Get ready, get ready, be glad, be glad. And on a lonely peak, A lion raised his strong head and roared it out to the empty wilderness. The mighty king, the prince of peace. All the stars joined together in a chorus that rang out through the heavens. The bright and morning star. And on a hillside overlooking a little town, sheep nuzzled their little lambs. The good shepherd. Suddenly, angels lit up the whole sky, and a great choir sang it out loud. It's time. He's come. At last. He's here. And in the little town, in a little shed, in a little window, a candle flickered in the dark, and a tiny cry rang out in the cold night air. And high above, a single star, set in the highest heavens, shone out brighter than all the others and poured down silver onto the little shed. A light to light up the whole world. The animals stood around his bed, and the whole earth and all the stars and sky held its breath. The one who made us has come to live with us. And a young mother with no place to rest, nowhere to stay, kept it as a song inside her heart, our rescuer. And they gazed in wonder at God's great gift, lying on a bed of straw, wrapped in rags, a tiny little baby. Heaven's son, sleeping under the stars that he had made.
And we do wish you a very Merry Christmas, remembering that it is that birth that we mark all of history by, and that for me personally and for many others that I know, has changed our lives. It's worth celebrating this season that God in incarnate flesh came to be with us, and that's what we celebrate day after tomorrow. Kevin McCullough wishing you a Merry Christmas, a big winner to be named next.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There's a live shot of the Hot Ticks booth right there in Times Square. Glad you're with us if you're watching on Biz TV. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you alongside every Saturday night. And coming up, hour number two, it's our last push to try to get as many people freed from the Sudan as we can. A number of weeks ago, we started out with a goal of trying to liberate 48 human trafficked slaves. And in the next hour, if we can, actually, anybody that called this hour and anybody that calls next hour, if we liberate 14 more slaves, one listener has agreed to match all 14. I hope that you will take a listen to what Pastor Heidi McGinnis shares with me as we discuss. Mr. Mike Lindell will be calling in, and I look forward to talking with him as always as well. It's always a lot of fun. All right, a number of weeks ago, my good friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds told us that we were going to have the opportunity to give away what is an absolutely gorgeous diamond ring. Now, this is a ring that has princess cut diamonds all the way around. It's a circumference. It's an eternity band, and the ring itself is valued at more than $2,000. But it's all diamonds all the way around the ring, and so we started telling you about it. And as we did, we started getting lots of people registering, and even some people telling me sad stories, like, you know, oh, my puppy died last week, and that's why I should win this ring. And folks, it wasn't an essay contest. It wasn't, you know, who tells us the saddest story. It was just a pure draw the name out of the hat, and you were going to have a chance to win from Lord's Diamonds. And by the way, LordsDiamonds.com, if you have ever wanted to get the best diamond for the least amount of money, get the most value, I should say, always get GIA certified diamonds and better. Anu and Lord's Diamonds is the only place I tell people anywhere in North America to go to. She is a wonderful, wonderful person and has been helping my listeners for more than a dozen years find the diamond rings for engagements, for wedding bands, etc., of their choice. So, we said from the very beginning that it was going to come down to tonight, December the 23rd, for the announcement of who was actually going to win tonight's diamond. And so I asked Ivan a number of minutes ago to pick a name out of the hat electronically, and he did. And tonight I am pleased to announce that our winner, after many weeks of probably waiting and hoping and maybe even praying that that she would in fact be the one, Tanya Bohannon, if you're watching or listening in Atlanta, Georgia tonight, you are the new proud owner of the beautiful Princess Cut Eternity Band from Lord's Diamonds, and we are on the way to sending it to you in the days to come. So Merry Christmas from Lord's Diamonds, Merry Christmas from Radio Night Live, Merry Christmas from Kevin McCullough and the McCullough family. We couldn't be more thrilled, Tanya. Tanya Bohannon, Atlanta, Georgia, you are tonight's winner, and we'll be getting that off to you real quickly. Now stay with us, because next hour, lots more straight ahead. Heidi McGinnis is here. Mike Lindell is here. And a very important cause that I hope you will help get us across the finish line with as we tell you about it one last time in 2017. I'm Kevin McCullough.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.